Our scripture reading this morning, Psalms 34, 3 through 4. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. Our second scripture is Proverbs 16, 3. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established.
Lord, I do thank you once again. Just bless the words, God, and even the song, that it touches the hearts of your people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right, so I'm going to sing. You heard me pray for myself that I can get this song out. But the Spirit just touched me so this morning. I hadn't planned on singing, but he gave me this song. And I want you to close your eyes as I sing it and imagine that he is touching you, that he's meeting you at your point of need. I want you to begin to just feel that, because I believe he's in this song today, and that he desires to bless us. He desires to heal us, not only physically, but emotionally. We have emotional issues, things that we are going through, and we need God. You know, sometimes anxiety comes, and sometimes it's so overpowering, but we need to know that in that time, he'll touch us. Get a song in your heart and know that he'll touch you and let you know, I've got you, son. I've got you, daughter, right in the palm of my hand. So you guys pray for me while I sing it, but I want you to close your eyes and begin to feel this song today. He touched me. Oh, he touched me. And oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know. He touched me, and he made me whole. Shackled by heavy burden, beneath the load of sin and shame, then the hand of Jesus touched me, and I'm no longer the same. He touched me. Yes, he touched me. And oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know. He touched me, and he made me whole. Amen. Amen. Do you feel like he touched you? Have you had those moments when he touched you? And you just know he touched me and made a difference. It was a day when I needed him and he touched me. We could just feel his presence and know that he touched me. Now, that's not really what my sermon was about, but I felt that, and I felt like we needed it today. We need to know, you know, our world is in such chaos. We need to know that the hand of God can touch you right when you need it and right where you need it. And so I just thank God for that. I thank God for just being God. I thank him for his mercy and his grace. And today I want to talk from the topic of I magnify. And what I mean by magnify today is exalting God, exalting him and glorifying him and giving him high praises, praising God for all of the wonderful things that he's done, not just what he's done and is doing for us, but because of who he is. Because he loves us, we magnify him and we glorify him. And that's what I want to talk about today. Psalms 34, 3 through 4. But before I get to that, there are 4 points that I just want you to kind of keep in mind throughout the sermon. And we're going to talk about each one of these 4 points. Magnifying the Lord is one that I'm going to talk about. And then do not fear. I'm going to touch on that. It's from 3 scriptures, but we're going to break each one down. Commit your ways and your works to God daily. And then he gives us new mercies every day. So we're going to first start with magnify. And Psalms 34, 3 through 4 says, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. So by magnifying, And what I mean today is that first part, it says, oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. And what I want to, the point I really want to stress, just that first part, is let us exalt his name together. Let's praise him together. When we hear of people's victory and their praise reports, it is so awesome when we can praise God with them. Let us exalt him together for your good news. You know, sometimes we think, and we've all been guilty of it. I know we have. Someone says, God healed me, but you're still sick. And you go, huh, he hasn't healed me. You know, but the word is telling us, let us exalt him together. You know why? Because he's not a respecter person. So he may heal Carol today, but he's going to heal me tomorrow. Amen. Do you understand what I'm saying? So when Carol says, I'm healed, and I'm just using you, using you as an example. When she says, God healed me, we should be like, yes. Amen. We should be exalting him. Thank you, God, for healing, magnifying him together with her and sharing in her joy, sharing in that joy. That God is a healer because he has no respect to person. That means if he'll heal Carol, he will heal me. He will heal Patty. He will heal Linda. He's a healer. Amen. So I was thinking, when I was thinking about things that make me want to just exalt God and to just praise him. There's a lot. I'm a praiser, so I praise him every day when I'm driving. Oh, the trees look so great. Thank you, God. Oh, you know, just everything. Because I've happened to be a praiser because I just praise him because I didn't have to be here. Amen. I didn't have to. He didn't have to spare my life. Many occasions, not just cancer. When I was five, I was burned with coffee all down my whole side. But God healed me and had me here today to share this message. So I'm always praising him. But I was thinking of the day that Jim came back to church that Sunday, that first Sunday he came back. I was so ecstatic. I was just like, God is a healer. Amen. Because I saw Jim in the hospital and I knew that it was dire. But I was so excited and I saw a lot of you. We were excited. We magnified the Lord with him. Amen. We were so thankful to God for being his healer. And that's, I just want to encourage you that when someone is healed, when someone, you know, has something awesome happen to them and we all know that God did it, let's rejoice with them. Let's rejoice because we know that if he's done it for them, he can do it for you, or he can do it for your daughter, or he can do it for your son, or whatever it may be. You know, someone, my son got into Yale. Rejoice with them. Praise the Lord. Magnify the Lord with them because he's a God that does awesome things. He's a healer when someone is healed. And then encourage them, encourage the others if they, maybe they're not at that moment. Remind them he is a healer, that he can heal. I love, Carol is my person today. But when I first came here, she was sharing with me, great niece. Yeah, so she told me that she was not well. There was an issue going on, and it didn't look well, correct? It didn't look well, but they had a prayer team that came together, and they began to pray for this little girl. And now she's not the same, correct? It's not the same. God healed her. When she shares that with me, it's so much joy that I feel joy. And well, thank you, God. Thank you. You healed this young lady. I don't even know her, but the joy from Carol sharing with me that that's not the same. They didn't read the report of the doctor. They began to pray and trust God that even though it didn't look good, that he was a healer. Amen. So we can rejoice with that. We rejoice with Carol and her family because that God did it. He worked it out. He worked the healing. He worked a miracle for her. Amen. Now I could keep on talking because I'm thinking of how much joy I felt when Miss Linda got back positive reports. I was so joyful all week and I kept going, why am I so joyful? Come back to me. It was Miss Linda's reports that God, you know, that she was well. So I just thank God and I want to encourage you. You'll find that you will be in so much more joy. You want to walk around joyful? Rejoice with those who rejoice. Praise God for those who have found a healing, for those who have been delivered. And they're no longer bound by rejoice. Have joy. Why am I so joyful? It's because I've been at church all week praising God for her miracle and praising God for his miracle and God. So I just want to encourage you, magnify the Lord with me. Magnify him with me. Let us exalt his name together. And then the second part of that would be our point number two, do not fear. It says, I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. As we're walking in joy, we don't have time to fear. Amen. Because we're walking in joy. And a scripture that I recall my mom saying to me all the time was that he inhabits our praises, that God inhabits our praises. So when you're walking in joy, when you're thanking him and giving him praise for all of the things that he's done, when you can think back, there's a song that says, when I look back over my life and I think things over, I can truly say I've been blessed. I have a testimony is what the song says. And that's it. When we look back over, we can't walk in fear if we're constantly thinking and trusting God and praising God and knowing that he's with us. He says, I sought him. I sought the Lord. Amen. And he took away my fear. And I'm just the amen today, but you guys gonna have to bear with me because that's who I am. Amen. That's just who I am and how I do it most of the time. And so, but I want you to feel and understand how much power there is in joy when we magnify the Lord, when we walk in that joy, when you get up every morning and that's my next one. So let me do that and then I can just get going with this. But our next point is to commit your ways to God. Proverbs 16:3, commit thy works unto the Lord and thy thoughts shall be established. When we commit our ways unto the Lord, when we commit our days to him, when we get up in the morning, God, guide me today. Show me what you want me to do. Put me in the path of those who need to hear what I have to say. And watch him do that. There's joy in that. You can minister to others, when you can bless them, when you can share your testimony, when you can share the love of God with someone, there's joy in that. There's just joy in it. So when we commit our day to him, we commit our ways, God bless that motives. Amen. That's a big one. Are my motives pure? When I bless someone, is it really that I'm blessing them because what God wants me to do? Or is it because I want them to know that I bless them? And then I'm going to bring it back. Remember when I gave you, you know, we've all been guilty of it. Remember when I did this for you? But no, what are our motives? Are they pure? God, I commit my motives to you. Let them be pure. Let them be godly. Let them bless you. Let them bless you and show you and showcase you to the world. God bless. I commit my ways to you. I commit my day to you. Start off your day in him. And it doesn't have to be hours. I know there are some people who, oh, I get up and I pray for 10 hours every morning and no, just start that day off with him. I get up with him when I first wake up. God, I thank you. Open my eyes today. I thank you for letting me see another day. Help me to walk in you today. Open my steps. I tell him, take me where you want me to go today. Put me in the path of who you want me to talk to and then word my mouth so that I say what they need to hear. Committing my ways to him. Commit your ways to him. And he orders your steps. And you know what? There's joy in that. You find joy in that. So I hope today that I'm stirring up the joy in you, that you'll see how to walk in joy, to know that God has you so you can be reassured. I say this every week, but he has us in the palm of his hand. He knows all about you. He knows everything that is going on in your life. He is concerned with it too, which is the best part, to know he's very concerned with everything that concerns you. So you can commit your day to him. You can commit your ways to him, that you would be a blessing. Let me be a blessing. Let me be a light to my family. Some of us have family members that aren't walking with the Lord. Let me be a light to them. Not a preacher, you get saved right now. No, but I'd be a light to them, that they say, wow, what's making her so joyful? What's making her, love everyone? My granddaughter always says that. I think it's because her name is Cherish, but she says, I love everyone. You know, how do we get to that point, you know, when we're not a child? How do we ask God? We commit our ways to you, God. Help me to love everyone. It sounds like an easy prayer, but it's not always, because there's that one person that gets under your skin, right? That you do not really want to love. Amen. You don't want to, because we're human. But ask God to help you to do it anyway. Help me, God. And as you do that, you'll feel that joy rising up, that joy filling your day. Why am I singing and humming? Amen. Because you're in the presence of God. Amen. His presence, there's nothing like it, being in his presence, knowing that he's guiding your day, that he's leading you. But now we don't always, I'm coming to the end. I told you there's four parts to this. Our final is new mercies every day. And I thank God for this, that he gives us new mercies every day. Lamentations 3:22-24. It says, it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassion fails not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. Amen. We can have hope in him because he gives us new mercies when we don't love everybody. He gives us new mercies every day. He gives us new mercy, gives us a chance every day to get it right. God, I didn't love her today, but tomorrow, help me. Help me to walk in love tomorrow. Help me, God. You know, and he does it. He does, of course. He gives us new mercies. And therefore, we can walk in hope and joy because he's not condemning us when we don't get it right, when we fail, when we don't say the right things. Have you ever said something, then you're like, oh, man, why did I say that? And then you play it over in your head the rest of the night. and I should have said it this way. And why did I say it? But God is so good. He doesn't even remember it. We're the ones, because he said it. God, forgive me for saying that. He says he doesn't remember it. He throws it into the sea of forgetfulness. But God, back in 1983, I said this to Miss Nelson when I was in class. And I know I shouldn't have said that, God. And he's like, 1983, I don't remember. I put it into the sea of forgetfulness. I don't remember it. So why are you holding on to it? So forgive yourselves. That's just an aside message for you. But forgive yourselves because he gives us new mercies. He loves us so much. He gives us new mercies every day. And we can walk in his hope and we can walk in joy. Amen. Amen. I'm going to pray. I'm done because I just wanted to get that thought across to you today. But let's go over it one more time. Thank you, Lori. She said we should review it one more time just to make sure. Amen. We're going to magnify the Lord. Amen. We're going to praise him with others. When they are rejoicing, we rejoice. Rejoice with those who rejoice is what the word says. Be thankful when good things happen to other people. Be thankful for them and watch God bless you. And he will. My mom used to tell us, oh, see, I'm not praying, am I? I'm talking again. But it's because she used to tell us to, she would say, whatever your hands find to do, you do that. And she said, if you bless others, God will bless you. And so we've lived our life in service. I do service in the community and everything, but I've watched God bless my life. Amen. Because of that, just from that lesson alone. And I think a lot, that's the case here at Broadway Christian, because you guys are the best. And everywhere I go, I hear that you guys are the best at giving and you're so loving. And so with that, walking in that, when you do that, God blesses you. Amen. He will bless you when you love others, when you bless others. You'll find that you're not in so much need. You'll find that you're walking in joy and you're walking in love because God does that. He said, so magnify the Lord with me. I have to go back to my list because I will keep talking about that because there's so much joy in just praising God and blessing him with others and for others. So we want to magnify the Lord. We don't want to fear because when we're in praise, he takes that fear. God takes the fear when we're in praise. And we don't have time to fear because we're so busy thanking God. We're so busy praising God. We're so busy walking in joy. Commit all your ways. Start your days off with God. Commit your ways. Ask him what he can do. Put you in the path of those that you can be a blessing to. And then finally, know that even when you don't do it, when it doesn't seem like you're getting it right, know that he gives you new mercies every day. That's the best part. Knowing that his love is so great that he covers us in his love and he gives us new mercies every day. Amen. Now I really am praying. Lord, we thank you. God, we do thank you. We give you praise today. You are so worthy and wonderful. God, we're praying today, Lord, that you would, God, give us new mercies, God. We're praying, God, that you would help us to magnify you with others. Help us to walk and glorify you and praise you with others, God. We're thanking you for that, God. And Lord, that we rebuke every spirit of fear. That fear will not overtake us, Lord. That anxiety will not overtake us because we're walking in your joy and you're covering us. And we thank you for it. We give you praise. We give you honor and glory. And then, Lord, we do pray again for all those who are sick, God, who are in need of a healing, God, but not just a physical healing, God. Some are in need of an emotional healing. And God, I felt you today that we pray for emotional healing. So I'm lifting up those who are in need of an emotional healing. Something may have hurt you in the past. Something may be holding you down. But know that God is the healer of our emotions. He is the healer of our minds. And I thank him. He is the God of mental health. And so we thank you, God, for healing those who are struggling with their mental health today. We ask that you be in the midst of it, God. Their emotions, God, they're not sure how to deal with issues, but God, you be in the midst of it. And we thank you. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.